what you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features there for free, unlike a lot of those talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. You actually also get to control the content of the site, so when you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it as show prep, and then other listeners are able to vote on it. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've been discussing the school outreach issue. It has come to a head yet again. There's continual controversy over this. It's a very controversial form of outreach. The reason why I engage in it is the same reason, very similar reasons as you, Derek J., because I want to reach people who are open to these ideas. And I understand that there are going to be some people who are not open to these ideas, who are, in fact, hostile towards the ideas of
liberty. They don't have to take the literature.
They don't. But they're going further than that. They're forming a human chain to oppose us. They are speaking out to their fellow classmates to say, you know, don't take this information. They have, you know, basically made it their little project to be the opposition forces.
I don't know how much you can say it's really their opinion when they're being propagandized, you know, for 12 years of their life.
Well, that's what I wonder about here, too, because...
You know, they say the same thing about you activists when it comes to Ian. They'll claim that he's the mastermind of this and that you people are nothing but his mindless minions.
Which is nonsense, clearly.
And what you just said, Derek, was nonsense, too. Like, their opinion...
They're getting announcements over the loudspeaker saying, don't take this literature.
I mean, their opinion. Whether we like it or not, it's someone else's opinion. So what?
It's someone else's opinion they've adopted for themselves, and that's fine. You can do those things in your life. But anyway, we've been talking about this. A lot of people have comments they want to make here, so I want to make sure we get to you and your thoughts on this issue of whether or not we should be reaching out to young people. And at what point should we decide to stop? Is it when some people express that they're frustrated? Is it when 40% express they're frustrated? 60%? 70%? Of course, not that we have any way of measuring the percentages. The people that say that that they don't want us there are claiming it's the majority of the school, but I don't know if they've taken a poll, a scientific poll. I don't know what evidence they have. When I've seen another person say half the school's in favor of us, but half isn't. But we don't have a whole bunch of people posting positive comments on the Free Keen Facebook page. It's only the ones that are negative Nancy's that are posting there. And, you know, maybe the ones that like us are too afraid to stand up for themselves because it's the popular kids that are coming out against us. So who knows what the internal, you know, construction is of who believes what that's actually going on here. But one thing that is for sure, we aren't being ignored. We're definitely, you know, making an impact. What sort of an impact is up to question here. But let's go back to the phones here and talk to Mark listening in our hometown. Mark, at least Mark in my hometown of Sarasota, Florida. Derek's from Philly. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WSRQ.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Excellent. I just wanted to drop a little note on, I mean, you're going about it completely the wrong way. I mean, I don't know if you remember high school, but I sure do. And if I would have seen somebody with a camera creeping around, you know, all over campus trying to hand out stuff, I mean...
No one's creeping. We're standing at the front exit of the school.
But they obviously already put the word out that you were creeping around, and it could have been like you're, you know, taping somebody's rear or something like that. And it's just, your fella said, the water's tainted, start over again, make an appointment, go in there and have a plan on more people other than just wandering on there and trying to, you know, hit up like a couple kids. That's a wrong way of doing
it. Well, first of all, we hit up more than a couple. I mean, we're standing in a strategic location, not just randomly lurking around campus,
but
standing in a strategic location at the point at which the children are getting out of school, the young people are getting out of school.
Man, wrong way.
And handing them information. You know, that's what the people initially said. Well, this is the wrong way to do it. You should go and beg permission first. And I have a real problem with that.
No, I don't know about beg permission. I mean, you know, pretty much, you know, there's probably a lot of folks that'll be open to it. But
No, you said to go in and ask for permission. You said to go in and talk to somebody. That's begging.
Begging. That's not begging. That's just asking. I mean,
that's begging. You're entreating. You're pleading. You're asking.
No,
can I have my rights, please?
Not at all. You can't just walk onto a school and think that you're going to be okay.
Yeah, how dare I think that it's a school that I pay for that I can just walk onto?
You don't pay for it anymore. Your taxes pay for the big chain link fence. fences around it anymore. I know what your message is. Your message is right, but you're going about it the wrong way with today's society on kids, how everybody is afraid and how they're teaching their kids to
stay. So because everyone's afraid, I should cower and do what they think is best.
I didn't say cower. I say ask permission. Go
That's begging,
the right
dude.
Way.
I'm not going to supplicate myself.
Hey, Mark, he's not going to get permission.
On, you know, campus. You're creeping.
No, Mark, I have an objection to that term because, you know, people can claim that.
I know that.
No. Hey, you can make the claim that I'm filling their ends.
You don't have a kid. You don't know. That looks bad.
You can make the claim that I'm filming rear ends, but I post the full unedited video for everyone to see
what
I'm filming.
Yes,
they do.
The video's up on the website at freekeying.com, and they all know that.
They don't know what else you're doing. I'm not arguing with you guys. I'm just saying you're going about it the wrong way.
All right,
way.
Mark, thank you for the call. I appreciate the thoughts that 855-450-FREE.
So here's, you know, I've had a chance to sit and think about this. This property, in people's minds, at the very essence of it, belongs to not you, not to the government, not to the taxpayer, but to the students. And the students, at least the ones vocal enough to do something about it, don't want you there. So that's why you've lost. Okay. Now, you don't have a plan for what does lost look like. I'm giving you one.
I gave you my plan.
Every student that takes a flyer is a win. Let's go to Brian listening in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and the Angry Man.
No, I'm the Angry Man.
I think what you guys are doing is cool. And but when I was in high school, I went to like a gang-infested, scary place that kind of like you wanted to stay like out of the radar of the other kids, the bullies and the gangs, because you couldn't really stand up to a bully, even if it was like a little guy, because if he was part of a gang, then you would end up, you know, getting jumped. You know, I've been jumped, I've been shot. And it's not fun. So, and if I would have seen you guys there, I probably wouldn't have thought you were handing out something cool. I probably would have thought, oh, this is just, you know, some another establishment person just trying to.
But wait a minute. What if you saw that the cool kids or the popular kids in school were against what we were doing? What would that have made you think?
Like if the student body or council or whatever, those types.
Yeah, the head of the student council rallied.
They'd be against the Jehovah's Witnesses out there handing out stuff too. So that's not.
I don't care about that, Mark. I'm not asking you a question. I'm asking Brian a question. So Brian, what would you think about that if you saw these people, you know, outside the school handing stuff out, and it was very clear that the student president and some of his buddies had stood against these folks handing stuff out? What would that have made you think?
Well, then I'd want to know what it was.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask this. I mean, if the Jehovah's Witnesses were standing out there passing out stuff, wouldn't the cool kids not like that? Wouldn't they make fun of
what's the relevance of that?
I'm trying to make the point that the cool kids not liking it does not necessarily make you cool.
No, but it made him curious. It would make him curious. And if someone's curious, they're more likely to check out what's going on.
You were able to hand out these flyers previously when you first started this to everybody. All the kids were taking them. They were all taking them. You sadly lost whatever momentum you had. And I don't know why. I'm not saying it's fair.
Well, they weren't all taking them. Some more took them at that time.
Lots more, right?
And took them...
Lots more, multiple times more. Like, you know, now you might as well have leprosy and the thing smeared with Crisco. I mean, like, that's what it's like.
Brian, other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Just that my initial opinion would be that you guys were trying to give me something I didn't want, and I would avoid you. But once there was, like, a spectacle, then, yeah.
So maybe they're helping us by doing this. Maybe by forming this line, they're crossing their arms. You know, of course, when someone's got their arms crossed, it's body language that they're uncomfortable. It's body language that that they don't like that situation, and they don't feel like they can be themselves or whatever. Hey, Brian, thanks for the call. But maybe what Brian's saying is here is that these this group of popular kids that's come out against us is actually to some extent helping us with the less popular kids.
I would think so.
All right, 855-450.
We have a new breed of success.
That's the
SACL
CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we give to you there. News updates are included. You can be kept in the loop regarding Free Talk Live via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever delivery method works best for you. Go and get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital currency. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
All right, we go back here to continue the conversation. We've been discussing the school outreach project that's been going on here to much controversy within the studio, within the movement, outside of the movement, within the schools. So we're going to continue with your thoughts here, though. Basically, to run you up to speed, Derek J., myself, and Kelly Voluntarist, as well as more, as others, but we're probably some of the core people that have been doing this, have been going to different schools, been handing out Liberty information, holding banners, waving it at people, and have gotten a variety of responses. At one particular school, the responses have become very negative, and it's a very interesting situation. We actually have Kelly on here. She's back with us. I know the reason you called. Called initially, I put you back on hold because I wanted to get some other thoughts on the air about this school outreach thing. But you had called for another reason. You weren't necessarily calling for the school thing, but since we happen to be talking about it and you happen to be on the line, I wanted to get your thoughts on that too. But what was the real reason you were calling?
Oh, I was calling to talk about the Philly Liberty Lobby. I am currently in Philadelphia. Actually, I just finished up with the Occupy Philly GA, and. Well, basically, on Friday at 5 o'clock, I'm going to be doing a Don't Strip Our Rights event at the Philadelphia Airport. And as well as over the next 2 weeks, 10 days, I'm going to be feeding the homeless people here in Philadelphia in protest of a proposed bill. It's basically like a city council proposal. I can't remember how they worded it, but
so
it would require.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, so city ordinance is going to try to stop people from feeding the hungry.
Yes, yes.
Or like you have to get a permit or something like that? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you have to get a permit, and it takes a year to get the permit, and you have to take a whole bunch of training to prepare food to feed to homeless people. Yeah.
What a scam. So you're going to be giving away unpermitted food.
That's right.
you're saying this hasn't passed quite yet, but you'll be doing this, like, what, on the city council steps or inside the city building?
Yep. All of the above. I
pretty
hope
exciting.
I
think that's great activism, by the way.
I concur. I think it's great activism, too, Kelly.
But, Mark, some people don't like homeless people.
Exciting.
Yeah, some people don't.
What if she offends someone with her activism? What if she offends most people?
Ian, you're absolutely right. Some people are going to dislike all activism.
Yes.
But
what if most people don't like the homeless and most people disagree with what she's doing?
Right. Most people do think that you need a permit to do this stuff.
To do anything.
Right. That you should ask permission first. Well,
I think you're on a higher moral ground, so therefore most people will not think that beating the homeless is an act of aggression. However, I think that, you know, my personal opinion, and I haven't been giving my personal opinion. I've been asking you guys questions that you apparently, you know, have so much cognitive dissonance you can't answer, is what does failure look like? I think that you guys have poisoned the well at the middle school. And you should go on, try other activism that's going to be more effective. Do your activism, try activism that's more effective, because I think you failed.
Well, what do you suggest that be, then?
Look, you're going to have to pick. Look, if I
go beg permission, Derek.
If I decided we would do things entirely differently, but, you know, nobody's going to listen to me.
You don't have any proposals.
No one's going to listen if you're not offering
suggestions. I'll tell you what. My proposal is leave Keene. You people have crapped the bed here. Move to someplace far away. That's what I'm saying.
What?
Hey, somebody asked me what my proposal is. I'm giving it. You move to Pittsburgh.
But that's what they want.
Up in North.
They want you. They want us to leave because we're making a difference. Because we're making
really
an impact.
What's the difference you've made?
People are coming on board and getting active.
Yes,
New Hampshire natives
are
coming on board, and that scares
some
them.
Are you're getting ones here and there. That much is true.
Right. Well, how many are you getting, Mark?
I'm not attempting to do that.
Okay,
I'm not trying to make a clubhouse where people come and drink beer.
I don't know
that's
what you're talking about there. Kelly, you're on. Go ahead with your thoughts there.
Yes. Well, you know, my thoughts are that I'm not going anywhere. I just moved to Keene, and the beginning of December, and I have absolutely no plans on going anywhere. You know, again, really all I have to say about it is that I stand behind my actions, and I have
and
some free stuff.
You're going to be blogging, by the way, even though you're down in Philly, you're still going to be blogging over at freekeen.com. Whatever
it
happens on Friday, you're going to do your Don't Strip Our Rights event. For people that don't know what that is, it's where you go into the airport, you strip
Philly,
down.
Right?
In Philly this time. It's been done in Manchester 3 times. Now in Philly, it will be its first time happening in Philly, and it's thanks to Jim Babb from We Won't Fly for putting you up, basically, and especially sponsoring your activism, which I think is great. If people can actually make money and do activism full-time, I think that's fantastic. And, of course, the more airports you do it in, the more the press is going to hear about it. I hope you're sending out a press release to Philly media prior to doing it.
Yes, Jim is going to handle all that.
Perfect.
He has a lot of connections in the media around here in Philly.
Excellent.
So
well, Kelly, keep us in the loop. Let us know what happens. Glad you're out there, and hopefully you'll come out of it safe on Friday night and be able to give us a call and tell us about it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Misty.
Thanks for the call tonight. See you soon.
Kelly, good luck.
That's Kelly from freekeen.com. As we continue here, Crichton is on the line listening in Kentucky. In Louisville, Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Frustrated.
I'm going to try to define failure in this context for you guys.
All right.
Failure is when your tactic becomes such a polarizing force that a significant minority of your target audience spontaneously organizes against you.
That would be failure.
Leafletting is normally a mediocre method at best. And in the digital age, I think you guys are really going about the wrong way. I mean, I love what you guys do, but again, I agree with Mark. This is a poison well kind of situation.
So you're saying that because some people are so opinionated that they organize against you, that that's an indicator of failure? To me, that's an indicator that people are paying attention, that people are noticing you, that you're getting a reaction.
They're noticing you, but you're also polarizing your target audience themselves. So you're aiming
it's a polarizing message.
Yeah, when you say polarizing, they believe that they're actually drawing some people to the pole that they want them to.
Yeah, exactly.
And, the metal flakes are all going to the North Pole and not to the South.
They might be doing that, but they are not doing it as effectively as they could be if they changed their tactic.
So what would you suggest?
I do have a suggestion for you.
Great. Go ahead.
You're using leaflets to hand out information. In a digital age, most of these kids, probably a good portion of these kids, probably have smartphones. Here's a different idea. Try a tactic from the guerrilla marketing realm and get QR codes on small stickers that reference the website that you want to tell you the same information. And hide those stickers, like, in the bathroom stall. They're on the phone.
Good Lord.
This is actually a suggestion
about a burglary.
This is actually a suggestion. Thank you, Crichton, for the call. It's a suggestion that somebody has actually made previously, as of like a week or so ago. The part there would be that we'd have to have someone on the inside to place those, because we're not going to be able to walk around the school and put those places. There's more coming up at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net, GetSeeds.net, or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared paired with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit. Delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com. Spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
Derek J. is here courtesy of his website, liveforyourdance.com. Also, freeagents, FR33agents.com. Neat site that allows liberty-minded people to connect and to share ideas and to encourage activism. And there's all kinds of amazing stuff that it's that you guys are doing over at freeagents, FR33agents.com.
That's right. And it's all free.
Yes, and you are the voice, Derek J., of the Free Agents, or one of the voices of the Free Agents Radio News.
That's right. There are a lot of folks involved in Free Agents Radio News, which is a 5-minute update daily on the peaceful evolution that's happening around the globe, all sorts of peaceful resistors. These stories don't always make it to the news, so I like to condense them and put them in a listenable form. It's also got some great music on there provided by some other free agents.
And you've been doing a fine job with that and really keeping it up every single getting it going every single day over at FR33agents.com. Just click the radio tab at the top, right?
That's right.
All right. And there's, again, a whole lot more there that we can't get into right now because we've got to take your phone calls about what you want. But first, gold and silver.
Yeah, go to gold.freetalklive.com. It's the best way to get your gold and silver. You can comparison shop there. And when you buy, it helps Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here with your calls and your thoughts. We'll go to Matthew, listening in Connecticut. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Mark, it was good meeting you both at the Liberty Forum.
Derek's here tonight as well. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was going to say I wish I ran into you, Derek, but I will in the future. And anyway, I was thinking about this this school outreach thing, and I understand Mark's perspective. I get where he's coming from, but I would say, what about the idea that all press is good press, and that maybe even if some of these students aren't responding to this in a way that's desirable, you know, you are planting that thought, and some of these kids might be thinking, you know, something's not quite right here. You know, why do I have to be here? And they are getting this. They are getting the name of, you know, your activist group. So maybe somewhere down the line they'll look into it more. And you're getting people's attention. I mean, is that not good for something?
Matthew, I think that this is the heart of the problem. This is what Ian and I have been discussing for years now. Is all press good press? And Ian will answer that question, yes. And I will answer that question is, you know, I've been here 6 years, and I say the answer to that question is a resounding no. You know, I mean, the fact is, I've watched these activists come and go. And Derek, you know, I mean, there were some bright-eyed and bushy-tailed young activists that have come, and they're gone now. And they have done their activism. Not to say yours is as despicable as theirs, but they, you know, I mean, there's lots of different ones, and it just hasn't in no way. Freedom has not been advanced in 6 years. I mean, there's nothing these folks can point to say, oh yeah, we won here. And
sure,
not
again,
a single
420
thing.
420 celebrations was a huge win. We actually demilitarized the park for over a year, where the police did not come around and hassle anyone for smoking cannabis in the local Central Park. So no, I'm sorry, you're wrong, Mark.
Yeah, but they were going to decriminalize. They were attempting to decriminalize marijuana possession here in the city of Keene, and that went down in flames because you guys did your activism at the same time.
That's a crock of
nonsense. Well, you refused to believe it, but that's what the politicians said
they
were going to
do. Free Keene's always the excuse for why they don't do anything for freedom.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, you don't know the answer.
Free Keene was the excuse as to why they voted for the Bearcat. The excuse was that I heard from another city councilor was that some of the city councilors couldn't bring themselves to vote against the Bearcat because then they would have been seen with agreeing with Free Keene.
Well,
it's a convenient excuse, isn't it?
About Matthew's point, all press being good press, I would agree with that, but I don't want to participate in activism that isn't working. I want to be effective and stand by my principles and also avoid being caged. So I'm open to changing tactics as soon as I hear an idea that's going to reach more people.
Right, and I'm trying to find out about becoming a counter recruiter on campus, which would be a kind of ask permission, go through the system sort of thing. I'm willing to do that because I think counter recruiting is worth it. But as far as me just trying to reach people, this was the first and only idea that anyone's ever really had to reach young people. Oh, there's an alternative idea that's being thrown around right now that involves basically crashing a local dance that they have for the middle schoolers, not going in, but you know, outside. Handing out information there. But Michael, Matthew, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, I'm thinking to myself, you know, these kids have incentives, obviously, to in their school to get an A or something like that, you know, concentrate on their work. And, you know, some people, you know, their incentive to be in school is, you know, and they want their friends to like them, stuff like that. They're thinking about those things. I'm wondering, maybe if there was some way you could, like, create some incentive to like draw them in to what you're doing. I don't want to say bribe. I know it sounds like that's where this is going, but you do. I think maybe if you could create some kind of artificial incentive that they could kind of lure these kids in, rather than just, you know, here's what, you know, or what we're freaking, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe there's some way you could sort of draw them.
Yeah,
in.
I wonder what that would look like because I have to say I don't really want to artificially bring somebody in. I want someone to come in when they're ready, and I think you're right that seeds are being planted, and that down the line, maybe when they get out of school and they don't have the same pressures, the same social pressures that are surrounding them on a daily basis, maybe then they'll feel more comfortable with coming around and perhaps getting active and doing something. For me, this isn't a let's recruit an activist kind of tactic. I mean, it'd be nice if that happened, but the real idea is to just put the concepts of liberty out there for people to receive. And I think you're right that planting those seeds could result in things happening down the line. I remember, I forget who was telling me this, but somebody had been contacted by a while back, another individual who was, you know, wrote an article or whatever, was basically making fun of the ideas of liberty and, like, totally was against it. And then years later, sent them an email out of the blue saying, you know what, you were right. You know, down the line, they realized that they had been wrong about these matters, and that, you know, it had just taken the seed that long to germinate. So I think that you're right, Matthew, that there probably are several seeds being planted. But I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. 1-855-450-3733. Jason's in Somersville, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark. Jason?
Sorry, I didn't realize you guys were coming on me. You know, I kind of feel myself in a quandary here really quick. I came on to talk about something completely different, but you guys' discussion is really interesting. And I have to say that I love you, Mark, and majority of the time I agree with you. But on this issue, I think you're way wrong.
Why?
I'm all about guerrilla activism. And whatever you can do to spread the message of liberty, especially considering that you're walking into a government-controlled brainwashing center, okay? And the fact that people would have the audacity to step on that. I mean, why is this so sacred? I mean, we allow the government to control our children's minds, okay? But somebody has the audacity to walk onto this secret facility, like as a church thing, and introduce ideas of liberty, and somehow now this is crazy.
Well, Jason, I'm not making the point that I think that this is bad activism. I think these guys.
Not?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that the well has been poisoned.
Are.
No, I'm saying that the well has been poisoned.
Well, if it was good activism, wouldn't it have not poisoned the well?
Look, I agree with everybody. Jason, I agree with everything you said about schools. What I'm saying is that, sadly, the civil disobedient outside the system activists have not got a winner with this one. And they need to find a new form of activism that may work.
All right, Jason, okay. you can stand by. Come back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want here. Mark, you're sending mixed messages. I have to say I'm very confused.
I've asked you to define failure. You can't.
Oh, it's all a success whenever you
That's
reach
right.
anybody. It's
uh-huh.
Free Talk Live.
Available now. Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am serious. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all over this horrible head.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of reading lies from fascist psychopath and genocidal corporation. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, here with you, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
All right, so we'll continue. Jason is listening in Somersville, New Hampshire. We're talking about school outreach. Is it a failure when some people decide to get upset and make a bunch of noise about what it is that you're doing? Because that's what's been happening, is there's a group of students at one local high school / middle school that have formed a line, they have crossed their arms, they have expressed discontent, they have encouraged other students to not take our information, and to some extent it seems like they've been successful. It seems like fewer people are interested in taking the information that that we are offering, yet some still do take the information, and I say that that still makes it worthwhile. It's pretty tough. It was emotionally draining to go to the last one that we did. I, you know, had candy thrown at me from a bus window. I had young people flipping me the bird more often than you know we had started with happening. So, you know, are there ways that we could improve what's going on? Mark says just quit doing it altogether because we've upset too many people in his mind. But
my advice is to leave town. I think you've messed up so many people in town.
Right,
you should just leave Keene.
Yeah, that's not how it's going to work out, Mark.
I know.
We need to just bring more liberty lovers here, and then we'll be free. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Jason.
That's all pretty funny. Yeah, just leave town, because if you upset the apple cart, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Yep.
You know,
that's a coward's answer.
You know, well, it's the mavericks and the rogues that get anything done in any change to society. That's the way it works. That's the way it's always worked. That's the way it will work.
Right, it's always a very tireless, vocal minority that actually foments the change for the future.
Listen, I mean, I was kicked off. I live in Somersville, New Hampshire. Not Somersville, by the way. It's okay, though. I live in Dover, and I remember getting kicked off of Dover High School campus because I was out there with 9/11 truth signs at Sarah Palin's rally. And I know you guys aren't into that, and I certainly don't want to get in discussion with that. But, you know, like, it's like anything, you know, if I went out there, you know, with a Republican flag or support Sarah Palin, it would never have been a big deal. But, you know, like, you know, I show up with a 9/11's inside job, you know, sign, and I'm not allowed to be on the property. You know, and there's like I must have been like at least like 1,000 people that were lined up to go see her. And it's bizarre, man. I actually didn't call about this, by the way.
All right.
I love the discussion. That's the reason why I get, the reason I think you guys put on a great radio show.
Thanks. But, so what were you calling about?
To talk about, because we do call it Free Talk Live. I did want to call about, like, what you think and your ideas about, especially like with Dr. Edwin Vieira's ideas about reestablishing local militias.
Oh, I'm not in favor of violence as a solution. In fact, there was somebody
I didn't say violence. I said reestablishing militia. Militia does not equal violence.
Well, I think to some extent it does, because the types of people that are involved in militias, I think, tend to lean towards violence as a solution. They're going to tell you that they're planning only for defensive purposes, and they've got, their story that they tell. But I know how it is. I was once an angry person, and I once considered violence as, a possible solution. And once you start accepting violence as a possible solution, then you start to rationalize using violence, and you can rationalize to the point where you'll say, oh, it's only for defensive purposes, but then you can rationalize the idea that it's defensive if you just go and attack government agents, because they're always
attacking. That same argument could be made.
Well, I didn't finish my statement.
Weapons, piercings,
The statement I was making is that the person who is rationalizing violence will rationalize that if we accept that the government is aggressive and the government is constantly aggressing against people, it's always taxing, it's always threatening, it's always ordering, so therefore it's completely rational in that person's mind to go ahead and just attack the government agents because they consider it defensive, because they consider themselves always being aggressed against. I don't agree with that. I think that's insane, but I used to think that way.
You wouldn't say that was a defensive.
Well, I think violence begets violence. I think that I understand the logic of where they're coming from, because I don't like that the government's using violence on people either. But I don't think that violence is acceptable from a moral perspective, and nor do I think it's acceptable from a practical perspective.
You disagree with self-defense of violence?
Well, Jason, I call them gun cleaners. I have limited time on Earth. I'm more interested in spending that time and energy promoting
the
peace.
Question, Ian. You're not answering the question. Do you believe in self-defense of violence?
I think it's fine to defend yourself.
If it's defense or offense, is obviously different. But
okay, so I'm going to answer the question now. And I say that in a personal perspective, if someone's attacking you or a loved one, then, I think you're well within your rights to defend yourself. I do. I think that when it comes down to solutions for the future from a wider perspective,
it's not right to defend yourself.
I think from a perspective of for solutions for the future, from a wider perspective against this, the people calling themselves the state.
Issue, buddy. You're not answering me directly.
I did answer it directly.
I don't think you are. I think you're skirting the issue. Our country got founded upon defensive violence, not aggressive violence.
Just because it happened in the past doesn't mean it's acceptable for what we believe right now, and I believe in peace.
It's not acceptable for us to defend ourselves against future violence?
I think that it's fine if you're talking about on an individual basis, like if somebody's trying to, rape your wife or kill you or hurt your children.
It's only okay to, if someone's getting raped, to defend them, but if our whole country's getting raped, if our whole community's getting raped, it's not...
You're talking in metaphor.
Right, okay. So
I'm
going to say thank you for the call so I can answer your questions better without, the conflict that we're having on the air here with trying to talk over one another. So what he was saying when I was dodging it, I'm not dodging it. On an individual basis, I think you're fully within your rights to defend yourself from attack. However, when it comes to being attacked by the people calling themselves the state, it's impractical to defend yourself. Because at that point, you'll be labeled as a crazy person in the mainstream news media, and you'll be giving the state an excuse to continue to expand their violence. You'll be giving them, in fact, exactly what it is they're looking for. They're trained to handle your violence. They're trained to, you know, they've got the equipment and the guns and the training that is necessary to handle those situations. And look at every instance of somebody who's gone ahead and, you know, taken out as many government agents as they can. They end up dying. And then what ends up happening after that is the government uses that example as an excuse to crack down even further on the people that remain alive after that point.
The only weapon that works effectively against people that are willing to initiate force against others is ideas.
Thank you. Yes.
You know, I mean, it's the only thing that's going to work. I'm not saying that it is immoral to defend yourself, but if your claim is if you decide not to pull over for a guy, you know, a person behind you with flashing blue lights on the top of their car because you feel you have no obligation to pull over for that person, and then some more people with flashing blue lights on their car come up and they shoot your tires out or whatever, and then they do things to you, so you believe that in order to prevent that you should just shoot the first person in a uniform with a badge you see, that isn't going to work.
Let's spend our limited time and energy on Earth promoting peace if that's what we want. You right. get what you prepare for.
Yeah. You're going to get exactly the opposite. Take a look at the anarchist movement that existed in the early 20th century, late 19th century. Those guys got precisely what they wanted. They killed Archduke Ferdinand. They killed McKinley. They did these acts that were supposed to create this domino effect, which would create this peaceful world where no man, no gods, and no kings would exist.
How'd that work out?
Failed. It failed miserably.
Right. These are the same arguments. These are the same arguments that I heard from somebody who tried to come into the movement here recently, and I told this person that he didn't really belong. This dude showed up. And here in Keene, and within 5 minutes of meeting this guy, he drops that he's in a militia. And for me, that was like, whoa, red flag.
Well, I don't have a problem with people that want to get together with other people with guns and
training. I do, because I think that, as Derek says, you get what you prepare for. And if you're focusing on violence tactics, then that's not the kind of focus that I want to be around. I don't want to be around somebody who's thinking about those things and who's you know.
I don't want to put that type of energy out into the world because I'm afraid of what's going to reverberate and come back. I would much rather put out the energies of peace and love.
Absolutely.
So that those are the things that come back.
And I think that, Mark, you've pointed out some really good practical reasons to not use violence, but I think it's also immoral in general to turn to violence as a plan for peace. It doesn't work. You can only get to peace through peace. You can't get to it through violence. But I think you're also...
I don't think it's immoral.
I think you're also lowering yourself to their level. They're the ones who are low enough to use violence. We should be better than that. So please, if you believe in violence, you don't belong in a peaceful evolution at my site, at freeking.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.